Welcome to Church with Pastor Wayne Parker. I hope you enjoy yourself. I'll talk to you later.
Church is not about some cold theological definition of who we are, surrounded by rituals and requirements of an institution. The church is about life. It's about people. People who have the most incredible relationship you can imagine. A relationship with Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verses 17 and 18, the scripture says that the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with an open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. First off, the scripture talks about God being a Spirit, that the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Lord is that Spirit, implies that there is life in Him. Many people look at religion as something cold and dry and dead. But God is full of life. The scripture says that He is a Spirit, that He is alive, that He's not dead, that we don't serve Him because of some formalism or some ritual or some institution or some list of rules and regulations. But He is someone that we can have a relationship with. That because the Lord is that Spirit, that we can connect with Him. We can know Him, not just know about Him. We go through this routine of serving God in knowing about Him. But because the Lord is that Spirit, He wants us to do more than know about Him. He wants us to know Him, that we can personally connect with Him. And then where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Or there is freedom. This is not something that is bound up in regulations of do's and don'ts and laws and things that are imposed on us by other people's opinion. But in Jesus Christ, there is liberty and there is freedom. You can't get good enough to make it to heaven. And you can't be bad enough that God's love won't reach you. Because He is that Spirit. And in the Spirit of God, there is liberty and there is freedom. It's not about guilt and condemnation. It's not about things of the past. It's not about things that people would judge you in and impose this feeling on you of guilt and condemnation. But the scripture said that the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and there is freedom. Freedom from things of the past that you're ashamed of, and freedom to move into a new life in Jesus Christ. It's about joy. It's about hope. It's about the excitement of life that fills every part of our being. Whenever we come into the liberty of the Spirit of God, when we come into the relationship with Jesus Christ, there is a joy that begins to build up within us and flow out of us. There is hope for a new life and new opportunity. There's hope of what God really has designed our life to be. And there's excitement about the things that lie ahead for us. We're not looking behind. We're not living in the past. We move out of the past into a new life, into a new future. And there's an excitement and an expectancy about that. And then the scripture said that we with an open face, not that with a veil over it. The scripture had talked previously in that chapter in 2 Corinthians about Moses up on the mountain when he received the law written in stone. How that when he came down, he had to have a veil over his face because there was the ministering of the law and there was the glow where he had been in the presence of God, and the people couldn't connect with that. They couldn't get past that radiance and that glow, and so there had to be a veil put over his face. And many of us still come to God with a veil or a covering over our face. But this open face is unveiled, or maybe not pretentious. Maybe we can come to God without a pretension about who we are, or maybe we can come to Him without a mask over us. God already knows who we are. When you come to Christ, you don't have to come with pretensions. You don't have to come with a mask. You don't have to dress yourself up to make you look like something He would be proud of. But you can come to Him freely, just as you are, just like you are. being just who you are, because God loves you just like that. You don't have to do anything to earn his favor except come to him, trusting him. The first step in coming to him is letting down those guards, taking off those masks, putting aside our pretensions, taking the veil off and saying, Jesus, I'm coming to you. You already know who I am. You already know what I'm like. You already know what my life is like. And there is that invitation that he gives to us. This is what church is about. It's about freedom in him, because he is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we can behold him with an open face. We can let down the things that have held us in the past as something that people have a different opinion of. And we can come to him just like we are, expecting to receive something from him. Whenever you come with an open face, you come with a freedom and an expectancy to receive. It's like you've let down the guard and you're looking toward Jesus and saying, Lord, I'm expecting something from you. I want to meet with you. I want to see you. I want to see a reflection of you as I look into this glass, expecting to receive and trusting. Whenever you let the guard down, when you take the mask off, when you lay aside your pretensions, you have to trust him that it will be okay, because there is a sense of vulnerability when we take our mask off. In our everyday lives, it seems like we have this face for this person and that face for this situation or that group of people. But when we come to Jesus, we can take the mask off. We can lay aside the pretensions. We can let down the guard and trust him that he will not use that against us. When you become open with God, he doesn't use your flaws against us. Whenever you take off the mask, he's not going to ridicule you for what you're really like. But he wants us to come to him openly, saying, Lord, here I am, just as I am. I need you. I'm coming to you. And then it says that we are looking into a glass or looking into a reflection or something like a mirror. We see Jesus when we look into that mirror. I know we're looking into a mirror and we should be seeing ourselves. But as a child of God, we see Jesus, because we're not looking at our strengths or our weaknesses. We're not looking at who and what we are. But we're looking at Jesus in us, because the liberty of the Spirit of God, the freedom in the Spirit of God, and the work that God does in our lives allows us to come to him looking in that glass for a reflection. But instead of seeing us, instead of seeing the things we're disappointed about, instead of seeing our weaknesses, or even instead of seeing our pride and our accomplishments and our strengths and our abilities, we see Jesus. Because that's all in this life that really matters. If we're looking at church and church is life, then that life consists of Jesus Christ and who he is and what he is. So we see Jesus. We see his reflection in our lives, not what we have made ourselves, or not what our ambitions are, or not even what we want to be ourselves, but we see the reflection of Jesus in our life and who he is making us to be, what he is making us to be, and the things he is accomplishing in our life. So the scripture said there that we, with an open face, behold as in a glass. We behold as in a glass. We're looking into his reflection. Then it says the glory of the Lord. He is glorious. Jesus is more glorious than anything we can imagine. Our relationship with him is more incredible than anything this world can even begin to offer, or we can even dream or imagine that we could ever have. We see his glory. Everything that we see about God is glorious. So when we look into that glass, we get a glimpse of who God is. The Spirit of God begins to reveal to us little by little by little the glory and the wonder of who our God really is. It's about seeing Jesus for who he is, seeing him in his glory, seeing him as he reveals himself to us, and we begin to realize that he is greater than anything that we could desire. So our desires, our affections, our love, everything about us begins to run toward him as we say, he is marvelous, he is incredible, and we want more of who he is. And then the incredible thing about this passage, the marvelous revelation that the scripture gives us here, there's a miracle that takes place. We are changed into his image. No longer what we are, no longer who we are. Our identity is no longer about the things that we do or the things that surround our lives, but our identity begins to flow and merge into his very glory, into who he is, so that we become consumed in the life of Jesus Christ. We are changed into his very image. Jesus will change you. You can't come to him and stay like you are. Growth and change are synonymous. We cannot grow unless we are willing to change. Living things are constantly changing. Church is about life. It's not about something dead. It's not about an historical Jesus that was buried in a tomb, but it's about a risen Savior who is alive, very much alive today. And we are changed because we are alive. We are living. Life is glorious. Life is wonderful. Life is exciting because it doesn't stay the same. It's moving. It's progressing. It's changing. And we are being changed as we look at him for the good. You don't have to be afraid of God. When you let down your guard and you're willing to look to him, you don't have to be afraid that something bad is going to happen, that you're going to have to give everything up. But coming to Jesus, you lay aside the petty little things that we have outside of him to take on all of life, all of the benefits, all of the blessing that he has for us, because he changes us for the good. We're changed, the scripture says, from glory to glory. You don't come to Jesus and that's it. And now you just wait to go to heaven. But when you encounter him, when you're willing to look to him and you encounter him, you get a glimpse of who he is. You get a glimpse of his glory. There is a transformation that takes place at the very core of who we are. And we are changed into his image. Now, little by little, day by day, as we look into that glass, as we look to Jesus, as we live in that continual relationship with him, as we develop that communication with him, as we listen to what his Spirit is telling us and leading us and developing us in, as we look into his word and we get insight and revelation from what he wants to speak into our lives and the benefits that he has to offer to us, we are changed from glory to glory. Better and better and better. Every new day offers with it new mercies, new opportunities, new benefits. God's not through with us as of yesterday. God is not back there in our past, but he's right here today. Every new challenge, every new victory, every new success, everything that God has planned for us, he wants to take us from glory to glory to glory, until we become more and more and more like him. I just want to say one more time, God is good. Life is good. Church is not about some dead ritual. Church is not about a list of do's and don'ts. It's about life. It's about relationship. It's about knowing Jesus Christ in his splendor and in his glory. It's about one who loves you more than life itself and wants to spend an eternity with you.
Well, that's all the time we have today. I hope you learned something. Thanks for coming. Have a good day. I hope to see you next week. Bye.